Trina. I don't have any updates right now.
Thank you, Trina.
Thank you, Trina. You're welcome.
John, I see you unmuted. Any updates for us or anything you'd like to discuss? Yep, John, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I just become more aware of an issue, and I don't know where it's being addressed. There's several people, when they get to that stage in their life, when they have to transition to assisted living, that are having huge problems of making that adjustment. And I'm just wondering, at what stage do we have intervention in our system to help and assist those people?
John, and when you're saying at what level do we have to assist people, are you talking specifically around mental health needs and what?
Correct. To come to an acceptance of the reality that they need assistance in their as their health has deteriorated to a point where they need assistance in their living situation day to day. And some people have a tremendously difficult problem coming to that acceptance.
Well, John, this is Mike Levin. We do have, Department of Aging. There's an aging commission. There are services available. At DHS, we do have a geriatric specialist who's a nurse on our mobile team who sometimes goes out and meets with folks to assess them to at least try to help make connections on the mental health side of things. But I think that's another area where it's a person-centered sort of response. So depending on what an individual's needs were, we would try to wrap services around them. Whether it was a formal resource or an informal resource, just really depended on what they might need. So if someone needed help arranging the medical care and for home health care or something, the department would assist there. If it was more about managing sort of the legal pieces or guardianship or that sort of thing, that we really sort of cater our response based on individual needs.
Yeah, I guess I'm more interested in how do we help those individuals to have such a difficult time accepting the fact that they need assistance. And I have an individual in my building that's been hospitalized in rehab for a while, and he insists that he's going to be able to come back to his apartment. And those of us that are familiar with the situation are aware that he needs more assisted living than independent living. And his ability to accept that reality, he's in a rehab facility, and what kind of help are they giving that individual to come to his acceptance and realization that, he needs to be an assistant? I'm not sure we have a very good system in place for those individuals, and it happens quite more often than we might think, too.
I guess what I want to say, just from a reflective place, is that it's an individual process for everybody, and that we don't have, I don't believe that there's anything in the system that really addresses that, and it's an area that needs to be addressed, and from the standpoint of looking at one's own diminishing health, and needing more assistance and things of that nature, particularly when you have people that may not have family for support, and where is that support going to come from, and then we take into consideration of whether there has been some depression there or anything like that, and I'm saying it may be there, it may not be there, and you have isolation, because if somebody is to a point where they need assisted living, they probably weren't getting out of their apartment a lot, and I'm making an assumption here, just a general kind of assumption. So there's a lot of factors involved, and it becomes a really, it's like a ball of yarn that has to be untangled. And what it really boils down to is peer support for seniors, in my opinion, and helping people with the process. I think we need to have peer support for seniors and implement via telehealth or face-to-face contact or something. But, you know, we're doing a lot of training around peer specialists and a lot of subgroups, and I think one of the subgroups that's been missed is older adults. And I'm saying older adults meaning, and younger people end up in assisted living, but we're talking about a particular category here that you're referencing to. So I would like to say that we look at something of gearing some peer specialists, you know, trying to find some peers in the older adult category that might be interested in working or even doing volunteer peer support to try to help each other through a process that they may have been through themselves.
I think that's a very good point, a very good way to work at it and look at it. And I think that to maybe people who are living in assisted living help others to say, hey, it's not the end of the world, and you know, you can, you know, move on and you can have a good life yet here. And, you know, but we have to encourage the development of that in those assisted living facilities. And in the rehab facilities where it's quite obvious there's people that are going to need to be in that situation. And I think we sort of are missing that group of people right now.
It's a lot of transition aspects and elements. You've got people transitioning from independent living to assisted living. You have people transitioning from going from independent housing to rehab to assisted living. There's a variety of different schemes that are out there. And I think we need to look at an older population of peer specialists. And that doesn't mean that somebody in independent living wouldn't help somebody that needs to make a move into assisted living. They could be supportive.
That's correct. Just has to be a little bit more formalized structure in place for all levels of the medical community to take and say, hey, let's tap into this resource here and get this person, you know, tuned in to wherever, you know. Just needs to be a little bit more formalized structure, I guess, is what I'm looking for the care providers to have a place to go to get the people and get them hooked up to the right place where they need to take and get their head in the right place, so to speak.
Any thoughts, Mr. Lappin, on that, with having specialized trainings, because Milwaukee County engages in trainings with the state.
Yeah, there's certainly a possibility to pull together some specialized training. We're always trying to develop new resources in areas of need, so it's certainly a reasonable request. But I could reach out to Jan Wilberg, Dr. Wilberg at the Commission of Aging, and see if we could coordinate something more community-wide. I'd also need some assistance finding the best educators and resources, because I'd want to make sure. It's a little out of my area of expertise.
Thank you, Mike.
I think we can do that.
Okay.
John, we'll be in touch. We'll do some work behind the scenes on this.
Thank you. I'd be happy to.
Any other council member updates at all? Thank you again, John.
Dr. Ambrose, can you give us an update where you're at now?
Ambrose?
Yes.
You called me doctor for a moment.
I'm sorry, I called you doctor. You just got promoted. I'm so used to calling you coach. It's been a long one. So I know you've made some changes lately career-wise. So if you could just clarify where you're at and what you're doing now, because it always helps me out to know where to refer people, and we've got a little bit of time here.
Yeah, correct. So I left Sky Schools, social emotional learning coach, working in an NPS primarily, to go to the Mount Clemens of Wisconsin at the Cancer Center, actually. So I'm in community outreach and engagement, and my role is building awareness at MCW, building trust, but then also creating collaborations with the community. So my focus area is men's outreach, and the focus is colorectal cancer, which is this month actually. So we just turned Milwaukee blue for this week. You see the home bridge turn blue, that's because we're raising awareness for CRC, and then prostate cancer. So even though it's a cancer focus, I have some latitude around health promotion. So healthy eating, healthy movement, activities. So been in the road since the end of November.
Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you.
If there are no other updates, I can go on to the next item, Mary. You're muted.
Yeah, no, I just unmuted. I took my glasses off. Anybody else have anything they want to share, Denise? Anything? No? Okay.